What's up, my friends? It is me, John, or known as A&E78. And I'm responding to another file. If you guys haven't listened to the one that I did before that's called Getting Some Things Off My Chest, this is another one that's related to that because I just want to say something. And the person that, obviously sent me the first message, I responded to it with getting some things off my chest. You might be listening, you might not, but here's the deal. You say that people that are raised from children with families that don't work, you know, whether they can or they can't, but they don't work, that they're going to end up pretty much being ones that don't work either. Well, I'm going to tell you you're wrong there, because I'm walking, breathing proof of it. I work every day. And I lived a broken family. I lived on the streets at the age of 13. Okay? I did drinking. I did all that stuff. But the point is, I had a broken family, you see. And I live a good life. I own my own home. Okay? So, you're wrong on that. You're also...
pause recording.
You're also wrong when you say that most people that are raised that way end up being those that you see that come out with food on their clothes, hair up and down their clothes, food on their clothes in the previous day. Well, most blind people go to a blind school, and most of the time, I'd say 90% of the time, they got classes that teach them how to take care of themselves hygiene-wise. But on the other hand, there's also some that have other issues that are involved with not only being blind, but some other disabilities on top of it. And you say there's only 20%, or you're guessing only a 20% when you really don't know. So again, no cold hard facts there. But it's one thing to have an opinion, but it's another thing to criticize and be so daggone critical of people. And does that not, you know, I just don't understand it. But the reason I'm doing it is because I want people to know that as long as I hear it, I'll always respond. I'll always stand up for the blind community. And I'll stand up for the ones that you say that are looking for a free ride. You talk about 70% of the blind people are just sitting home. And I do talk about that on my shows to encourage people to get jobs. Because some of them are sitting at home because they don't know what to do or because they can't find a job. But you never heard me criticize them. Never heard me say that they're looking for a free ride, because that's not the deal. There might be some that do that. There might be some people out there that look for a free ride, but I don't think that's the deal. But you say that 70% of them just want a free ride. And those that want that free ride are dirty people. That the ones that end up do get, you know, jobs, that they'll end up going to work. And we're talking about the ones, you said that the ones that are raised by a family that didn't raise them the right way end up going to work being an embarrassment because they got their fingers in their eyes and they got hair on their clothes and all this stuff. I'm going to tell you something. I lived a broken family. But I also know how to change a shirt every day. I also know how to make sure I'm wearing clean clothes. And I also know that if I get a little bit of food on my shirt, even if I'm at work, most of the time I'll know I did it. You see? But I just want people to know that,
pause recording,
you know, as you said,
pause recording,
you do have the right to have your opinion, and you've got the right to say what you want. But us as a blind community's got the right to respond. That's exactly what I'm doing. I'm responding because I don't agree with your criticism. I think you're too critical. And what I don't understand the most of all, what I don't understand is you're blind yourself. So I guess my question to you is, one, how is it that you're a person that's visually impaired and can criticize the rest of the people around you that are not working right now? How is it that you can criticize people that's on food stamps because you think they're wanting a free ride? Why is that? Why is it that you criticize all these people when you don't know their life? You said there's three other people that's visually impaired in your family that work. That's great. That's good. That means they, you know, they got jobs. That's good. But that's not making... Said what I'm saying, it doesn't make... You're no better, you see, than the other 70% of people out there that's not working right now. You've got some better things going on in your life. Okay? But the critical stuff, I don't understand. Never will understand it. But what I want people to understand is that I'm going to stand up and I'm going to back up the blind community because I'm visually impaired myself 80%. And, you know, I got a guide dog. I go out to work. I go to conventions. I get hair on my pants sometimes. People don't judge me for that. You see, they don't look at me from, oh, he's got some hair on him now because his dog might be shedding a little bit. The hair, you're saying that where you said that they'll go outside and they'll have hair from head to toe. I think that's going a little bit beyond, but I don't know. If anybody wants to put your opinions on this and would like to put it on a show, you can send me your message and I'll put you on there so people can hear what your thoughts are. And if you want to talk, send me a direct message, follow me, whatever. And then you said, I understand you said, look at my followers and look and see how many blind people are following me. What does that got to do with anything? What does it matter if it's 40% of the people following me are blind or if it's 80% of the people following me is blind? What's that got to do with anything? That's my other question. What does that matter? What does that matter, how many blind followers are following me? I want to know that. I want to understand that. You say the economy has nothing to do with jobs and that, you know, oh, a blind person that's not working, just go out and get a job. And say, oh, what is the, you know, jobs, you know, for blind people. There is no specific paper that's got a list of jobs for blind people, you see. Because a blind person can do any kind of job that anybody else can do out there. I mean, yeah, there's limits on, you know, maybe being a taxi driver or being a pilot, but I know blind people work in restaurants. I know blind people that work in hospitals. I know blind people that do a lot of different stuff, you see. So there is no specifics for a job for a blind person. That's just some silly definition of a job or of a meaning, if you ask me. So that I don't understand. I guess a lot I don't understand. And I don't guess I ever will. But I'll always respond to it because I'll always stand up for those out there that's not working right now. That's being pretty much, you know, criticized and put down like they're dirt. I'll be honest, you remind me of one of them people that walk around and as soon as you look at them, you got that instant reaction. Either you like them or you dislike them. Or either you think they're a bad person or they're a good person. And I'm going to tell you something. It doesn't matter what your age is. No matter to me. Because That doesn't mean nothing. That doesn't make you any smarter any more than a man that's 30 years old or 20 years old. And it don't make you any less smarter. So, I'm just looking for a couple answers on that one. But I would like to get some more responses from people that are, you know, receiving food stamps. People that are visually impaired or that are blind. What they think about, you know, if you're not working and knowing that there's people out there like this one person that feels like it's just handouts. Always looking for a free ride. You talk about if the government, this really is the good one right here. You say if the government shuts down that they would be done. They wouldn't know what to do. They'd be lost. You know what concerns me the most? Is if they got children. You see, the government don't give people things just to give it to them. You got to go through a lot to get it. And I got a little news flash for you. If the government shut down, that's not going to just affect people that are visually impaired or that are on food stamps. It's going to affect you too. And then how you said you didn't want to hear about the economy and about jobs, that had nothing to do with it, while people wasn't finding jobs. Well, it is. People's not finding jobs because of the economy. Yes, the economy's starting to get better, but it's still another good reason or another percentage of why people's having trouble finding jobs.
New notification from Facebook. Facebook,
so,
Anthony Shea.
I just wanted to touch base on that as well.
Pause recording.
And you said that...
18. Pause recording.
You said that you didn't want to hear about that economy stuff and what's the economy doing for you. I don't know. What is the economy doing for you? I have no idea. But anyways, you guys respond to this if you want. Send me a direct message. But I really think that there's a big difference in having an opinion than being critical. There's a big difference. And like you said on one of mine, that, you know, an audio boo, that's the nice thing about audio boo. People have the right to voice their own opinion. I'm voicing my opinion right now. But I'm also voicing a fact on top of it, that as you got the right to have your opinion, where does it give you the right to be so criticizing and so critical? We want to know that. I want to know that. And I got a lot of followers out there and a lot of other people outside of Audio Boo that listen to my audio boos and want to know the same thing. Where you get off that you're better than the rest of the blind community. Because that's the way you make yourself sound. I mean, I'm just being honest with you. And about asking about, you know, how many blind followers do I have? What does that got to do with what?
New notification from messages.
Anyways, that's what it is.
Pause recording.
You guys 16. Get back if you want to be on the show or want
pause
me
recording.
To put you on
Roger.
My show or my recordings. I'll be glad to send me a direct message. Because I would like to get other people's opinions on this. Other people that are currently not working. Or people that are on food stamps. I know people that's on food stamps that are working and still get food stamps because they still need it for their kids. And that all falls back. Why? Why? Because of minimum wage. Why? Because of the hours. Why? Because of the economy and the way the jobs are managed these days. People don't get the hours that they need, or they don't get paid what they deserve. I guess that's all I got to say, guys.
Pause recording.
You can check out my YouTube channel at www.youtube.com/JESS. T as in Tom, E as in Edward, P as in Paul, 78. Have a look through them channels. Some of them might just amaze you. Y'all take care, and I'll talk to you soon.